Warm 101.3. Every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with another organization that's doing great things in Rochester. And this morning, we're speaking with Jeff McKinney, founder of Anna's Wish. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Talk to me about Anna's Wish, what it is, and what do you do?
So my daughter, Anna McKinney, was diagnosed with T-cell acute lymphocytic leukemia in 2008, and she battled for 16 months. Ugh. And along her journey, she always wanted to help other kids. We would walk around UR Medical Center, and she would want to talk to other kids. Aww. And let them know that they could fight alongside of her, and they could do this. It wasn't so bad.
Right.
If your hair fell out or like that. She's just a kind, gentle old soul. She always wanted to help people. And so one night we were sitting in the hospital when I knew she wasn't going to make it. She had no concept of that, obviously, being 5 years old.
Yeah.
And we just talked about what we could do to help other kids and came up with Anna's Wish. And Anna was all about her family. It didn't matter what we were doing as a family, being at home, being on vacation, whatever we were doing, she was happy just being around the people that she loved.
Yeah.
And so what we talked about was creating scenarios and opportunities for families just to be a family. And so that's what we do. We identify families that don't have the means to provide those opportunities, and we give them passes to the zoo and movie tickets and the Museum of Play and birthday parties.
How do you come up with all these gifts for the families?
So we work with the hospital and some of the ancillary organizations in Rochester to identify families, and we're still small enough. We cover all of pretty much Western and Central New York, but we're still small enough that we can have individual conversations very quickly.
Yeah.
So we'll have a family that's identified, and we reach out to them that day and ask them what they would like and how we can assist and what we can do to help them and create those moments for them. If I can share a quick story,
sure.
we just got a phone call about a month ago that a family has a young child that unfortunately isn't going to make it to the holidays this year. So along with another organization, we were able to help create holidays each week for them.
Oh.
So they celebrated Christmas a couple weeks ago, and we were able to contact the family, get them all the gifts they wanted, wrap them and provide them so they could celebrate Christmas in September.
Wow. It's remarkable what you're doing, and I'm sure it's heartwarming for you, but at the same time it's a reminder. But it's nice that you're doing this, Jeff. Tell my listeners the website in case people want to get in touch with you.
Annaswish.org. We're very easy to find. We're on the web. We're on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, all
Beautiful.
Of that. So,
all right. Thanks for spending a couple moments with me and our listeners and sharing the warmth.
Thank you so much. Right. I truly appreciate this
well,
opportunity.
Believe me, I'm sure people appreciate exactly what you're doing in Anna's name. So,
thank you so much.
All righty. If there's an organization you'd like me to highlight, drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com. We'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.